5, filed on behalf of Robert and Deborah Reed, RE/MAX Realty Group. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is application conditional use number 2045, the application of Robert and Deborah Reed for RE/MAX Realty Group. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 31.34 acres, more or less. Property is located southwest of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5 and Road 297, approximately 600 feet south of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and fronting the southerly right-of-way of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 29, parcel number 69.01 through 69.11. For the benefit of council, you have before you a spiral-bound booklet, which is the exhibit booklet for this application. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. James Fuqua, Esquire of Fuqua, Urey, and Willard Professional Association was present on behalf of the applicants with Ring Lardner, professional engineer of Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated, both giving testimony on the application. There were no parties present in support of the application. There were three parties present in opposition to the application that gave testimony. On February 25th, the commission did defer action for further consideration on this application. On March 10th of 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Rawl stated he had prepared a motion for consideration and added that he hopes that the developer will work with the Nanticoke Indian Museum when naming the project. Mr. Rawl stated he would move that the commission recommend approval for conditional use number 2045 for Robert and Deborah Reed for a conditional use for multifamily dwelling structures based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property contains approximately 1,000 foot of frontage along Route 24. Two, the applicants purchased the property in 2002 with a B1 neighborhood business zoning in place. At that time, a 24-lot business park subdivision was proposed and approved, but never developed. Three, in 2005, a mixed-use business and multifamily proposal was submitted with 99 units on this property. Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a conditional use for this purpose in 2006. This mixed-use development was never built on the property. Four, another site plan was submitted and approved for a shopping center with 9 buildings and 800 parking spaces. That proposal was never developed on the property either. Five, this application is consistent with the prior approvals for the property. Six, the site of the proposed conditional use is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Multifamily residential development is an appropriate use in this area. Seven, the residential development will be served as part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district and central water will be provided by a public utility company. Eight, the site is located adjacent to Route 24, a major roadway. The development will comply with all roadway and entrance improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation. In addition, the proposed residential development will have a significantly lower traffic impact than if the site was developed for commercial or business use. Nine, the proposed development is located in close proximity to existing services, other commercial zoning and uses, and employment opportunities. 10, the proposed density of 142 single-family units is appropriate for this site, and the County Engineering Department has stated that sewer capacity is available for this density. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 142 multifamily units constructed on the site. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by the Delaware Department of Transportation shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with the department's requirements. C, the development shall be served by Sussex County Sewer as part of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. D, the residential development shall be served by public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. G, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between Monday and Friday during the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Saturday between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon. J, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a recreational area that will include a pool, pool house, and playground areas. These amenities shall be open and available to the residents prior to the issuance of the 96th residential building permit. K, as stated by the applicant, sidewalk shall be provided throughout the development as shown on the perimeter site plan with the addition of the sidewalk connecting to the Boys and Girls Club. L, a landscape buffer shall be provided between this property and the Nanticoke Indian Museum. Details of the buffer shall be shown on the landscape plan included as part of the final site plan review process. M, as proposed by the applicant, a 6-foot high privacy fence shall be erected along the west side of the property and landscaping and a multimodal path shall be installed along Route 24. Also, a 10-foot wide landscaping strip with screening shall be provided along the south side of the project adjacent to the Oak Meadow subdivision. And any street lights associated with the project shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on adjacent properties and or roadways. Preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval upon it. The staff shall review and approve the revised site plan upon confirmation that the condition of approval have been depicted and noted on it. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. And that's all I have, gentlemen. Unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here with offices here in Georgetown, and I'm representing Robert and Deborah Reed. Mr. Reed is seated right back here on this application, and you'll have to pardon me if I'm a little bit out of sorts because that whole motion process on that prior application had me totally confused. But anyway, well, that's not my problem.
It's good we didn't ask for your advice.
I'm glad you didn't. In addition to Mr. Reed,
you guys are in trouble.
Ring Lardner of Davis Bowen Friedel is also here, and he's going to be addressing the site plan. As Mr. Lang stated, there was an exhibit book submitted for the record, which contains information that we'll be referring to. This is a conditional use application for 142-unit townhouse residential development on a parcel of land containing 21.34 acres. The land is located near the southwest intersection of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, and Oak Orchard Road. The parcel has approximately 1,000 feet of road frontage along Route 24, which would be right here. The west side of the site borders an undeveloped property that is zoned C1 general commercial, which is here. The south side is adjacent to the Meadows and the Oak Meadows residential developments on this side. And then on the east is the Nanticoke Indian Museum, which is right here. The Boys and Girls Club, which is right here. And there's a single family lot, which is located right there. Our portion also has a part of, or our lot, or our parcel also has a portion of it that does come out in front on Oak Orchard Road. That has approximately 150 feet of frontage on Oak Orchard Road, and that will be the location of the entrance to the development. Under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is located in or adjacent to three of the growth areas. That's the environmental sensitive growth area, the highway commercial area, and the mixed residential area, which are all, again, designated growth areas under the plan. Under the zoning ordinance, the 21 acres are currently zoned B1 neighborhood business, and multifamily residential use is permitted as a conditional use in the B1 district. The site has an interesting land use history. The Reeds purchased the property in 2002. From the information I was able to find, it was zoned B1 at that time, and it was laid out as a 24-lot B1 business park with entrances from both Route 24 and Oak Orchard Road. In 2005, a conditional use application was presented requesting 120 multifamily residential units on the rear portion of the property. That would be the south 11.8 acres, about half the property. The 10 acres in the front would remain as five B1 commercial sites on Route 24 and one commercial site on Oak Orchard Road. And that site plan is Exhibit C in the exhibit book that you have. So the 120 units that were proposed then on half of the site would have been a density of about 10 units per acre. Information from the county engineering office at that time indicated that the sewer planning study for that area allocated 6.67 EDUs per acre for B1 zone land, and that would have equated to 79 EDUs for the 11-acre parcel. And the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend approval of that multifamily development, but did cap the density at 79 units on half of the parcel to conform with the county engineer study allocation. The county council did approve that conditional use application with the 79 units on the rear of the property in March in 2006. There was also some consideration given to developing the site as a shopping center, which was permitted under the B1 zoning. That proposal actually had five commercial sites along Route 24, with one on Oak Orchard Road, and three large commercial buildings on the south or the rear of the property. That site plan is Exhibit D in your exhibit book. That shopping center design basically resulted in nine buildings with approximately 800 parking spaces and with entrances, again, from both Route 24 and Oak Orchard Road. And it is my understanding that that commercial site plan did receive preliminary site plan approval from the commission. Now, neither of those proposed or approved developments were ever actually constructed. There were three reasons for that. One is that there had been some significant commercial development on Route 24 Long Neck Road area, particularly the portion west of Long Neck Road, including several, or at least two shopping centers and several other businesses that addressed much of the need in that growing area. Second, the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District was not constructed and extended to this location until approximately 2012, and that is now available. And then third, about the time that this development was planned was when the economic recession began, and as you are well aware, that impacted basically all economic development and had a slowdown that we're just getting over. Now, with that background and with the improving economic climate, the Reeds reconsidered their options, and they decided that an affordable townhouse residential development on the site was a more feasible and appropriate use of the property. Now, that resulted in the conditional use application before you today. Again, what's being proposed is a 142-unit townhouse residential community. The original application as filed proposed 144 units, but a revised site plan was submitted for 142 units, and that was done to conform to the county engineer allocation of 6.67 EDUs per acre. And again, that's consistent with both the commission's and the county council's reasoning from the prior residential conditional use application. So make a long story short, 21.34 acres at 6.67 EDUs per acre equates to the 142 units. As confirmed in the Sussex County Engineers Department review comments dated February 23rd of this year, the property is in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Sewer capacity is available on the basis of the 6.67 EDUs per acre or the 142 EDUs for our proposal as requested. Now, as to other aspects of the application, central water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Tidewater Utilities, a public water utility company that serves this area. The land is cleared. It's undeveloped at the current time. There are no woodlands on the site. It is located outside of the 100-year floodplain. Per the National Wetlands Inventory maps, there are no state or federal wetlands located on the site. There are no archaeological or national registered listed features located on the site. And the development of the site will comply with the current state stormwater management regulations. The site is located in the fire service area of the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company and is in the Indian River School District. Electric will be provided by Delaware Electric Co-op. A condominium association will be created, which will be responsible for maintenance of all streets, parking areas, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreation amenities, and any other common areas. DelDOT did issue a letter dated December 2nd, 2015, which is Exhibit 7 of your exhibit book. DelDOT indicated that they had previously reviewed a TIS in 2005 for the commercial development of this site. And again, that site had entrances from both Route 24 and from Oak Orchard Road. The Reed's new proposal, according to DelDOT, eliminates the Route 24 entrance and has only the Oak Orchard Road entrance. And because this new residential proposal will generate fewer trips than was permitted under the commercial use, a new TIS was not warranted. And in fact, as indicated by DelDOT on page 2 of the plus comments, this proposed residential development will result in a reduction of over 90% of the previously projected trip generation for the approved 2005 commercial business development. So it's a much very, very significant reduction in what would be permitted under the B1 uses. The developer still will be required to make an equitable contribution toward the DelDOT Route 24 Oak Orchard Road intersection project, which involves redesigning and lengthening the existing left and right turn lanes. As a result, we believe that the requested residential use will have a substantially less impact than the permitted uses in the B1 zone and will be more in character with the nature of the area. And in addition, as noted again in the plus comments on page 22, the Delaware State Housing Authority supports our application because this type of development offers affordable housing to residents seeking entry-level homes. And in addition, because this site is located in the coastal resort area of the county, it provides an excellent opportunity for local affordable workforce housing. Again, if you're familiar with the site, it's also in close proximity to existing retail stores, services, and employment opportunities. And with that, I'm going to ask Ring to review the site plan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Ren Lardner, professional engineer and principal with Davis, Bone and Friedel Incorporated, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. Our entrance proposed is, as Jim said, to come off of Oak Orchard Road in that location. That entrance will be subject to DLDOT review and approval. We propose a small boulevard here in the middle, that's the grass dome you see, to kind of separate the, better delineate the ingress and egress traffic. As you exit the boulevard, we're proposing an entrance here into the Boys and Girls Club for their use. The internal roadways will be designed to meet or exceed Chapter 99 road standards and will be maintained by the Condominium Association. As the internal roadway contingent in the site, there's some open space down here at the bottom, a stormwater management facility there to your left. It then passes by where the pool house and pool tide lot is in this area, continues along in this direction to a dead-end street where there's a proposed tide lot and some off-street parking, and this road could then be continued for an interconnection to the parcels to the left of the site. From there, there's three roads that kind of branch in an upward direction towards Route 24. Those roads have units on both sides until the road becomes adjacent to the Nanticoke Museum, which then becomes single-loaded, and along Route 24. Each unit is adjacent to open space, with the rear of most units not facing another unit. In other words, they'll be facing directly to some form of open space. The project will have sidewalks on both sides of the roadway. I spoke to DLDOT for about 15 to 20 minutes yesterday about their plan, improvement plans for the Route 24 corridor between Oak Orchard Road and Bay Farm Road. That plan includes widening of Route 24, some intersection improvements at Oak Orchard and 24. But more importantly, I wanted to point out is that DLDOT is proposing a sidewalk along this road, not a shared use path. So their plans call for a 5-foot sidewalk along that frontage.
Taking a land away from this site?
Yes,
or,
sir.
Or did they have land?
No, they're acquiring right away from our site.
Okay.
We have proposed a sidewalk here on our side of the road. It is our opinion that having two sidewalks next to each other doesn't make sense. So we'll work with DLDOT and the planning staff to have one sidewalk, and we'll have at least one interconnection in this location to that sidewalk that fronts along Route 24. Also, as requested by planning, zoning, and staff, we are extending the sidewalk from this point to the Boys and Girls entrance. That is shown in the site plan that we submitted as part of this revised booklet. So that's on the plan will be included as part of an application, part of our site plan should this application be approved. We are aware of the known drainage issues in and around the site. Should this application be approved, we are required to review the existing conditions of the site and surrounding drainage area, and then develop a stormwater management plan that does not increase runoff from the current condition. That stormwater management consists of both traditional retention ponds and green technology, both bioswales and infiltration, to meet the sediment stormwater regulations. And so what we propose are two large retention ponds here in the middle to help retain the water so that we can safely convey that either through recharge in the ground or off-site through a safe conveyance that is currently done on-site today. The developer proposes to install a 10-foot wide landscaping screen along the southern property line. There'll be a 6-foot privacy fence here on this direction. One of the conditions had asked for a landscape screen along the Nanticoke Museum properties. Their property already has a landscape screen that's located on their property. What we're asking for council to revise that condition to allow for a 6-foot privacy fence to augment that landscape screen. That way it could better fit within the terrain. And at the same time, is there's existing utilities that runs along this area. So providing additional landscaping on our side could actually negatively affect the landscape, the utilities in the area. So we think a privacy fence would be a better fit for privacy of the museum and an additional buffer. The developer also proposed to install some landscaping along the Boys and Girls Club area here with the landscaping plan to show those in the future as we develop the site to determine the appropriate landscaping for that. That same is true with some landscaping along Route 24, primarily to prevent headlights from shining across the street. We'll provide some landscaping again as part of the final site design. That is a better fit for the project. The overall impervious area is projected to be about 10 acres or about 48% of the land, including stormwater management area. And gentlemen, that concludes my presentation on the site.
Let me ask a question.
Yes, Councilman.
I do like the idea that none of the buildings are when you're going down Route 24, that we're not riding along and having to look at the back of a bunch of townhouses.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Facing is a much better plan. So I like that part, but I'm just, and I see there's about 20 spaces of additional parking for like overflow, maybe. I guess if somebody showed up, they could park at the pool or in the tot lot down
yes,
the corner.
Yes, sir.
But at the other ends, I mean, and the place is so big, is there any possibility at that other dead end, put some spaces like you've done where that tot lot is, and maybe in the other corner by the, I'm just thinking, when you get these number of people and the parking requirements of the county are minimal, it seems that there should be additional parking. Where you are in a resort, there's always guests, and it would be difficult, or they're going to be parking in the streets.
Councilman Cole, there's no parking in the streets, but we don't have any objection to providing some additional off-street parking.
Is there any areas you think you could show us today? And
we could put some parking along this radii. There could be some parking.
Yeah, change of color, so I'm losing you.
Some additional parking along the radii of that road.
That'd be,
perhaps some around this dead-end street here.
If you could somehow include that as part of the site plan.
Yes, sir, we can.
Lawrence, is there a way, I mean, do we have to specify it, or is it just something the council could count on, that something like that? They have additional parking in those areas.
It would have to be a condition, and it requiring a certain number of additional parking spaces being set aside for overflow.
Councilman Cole, would 10 to 20 be
acceptable? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the expert. I'm just saying that I see a need for additional parking, and those two corners seem legitimate.
I think we could fit 10 to 20. If that'd be acceptable, Council, I think we could fit 10
to 20. Mr. Cole, I think you can just leave that for a matter for site plan review or approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. We're representing that we will put in additional overflow
parking.
I'd
just like to make sure that it doesn't get lost in the
shop. No, we have room to do it, so it's not a problem doing it.
Okay. All right, is that, then we don't need to do anything then, Lawrence or anybody? They've just said they're going to do it?
It's not referenced. If you don't reference it, commission can't require it.
Ever, could you somehow reference it somewhere in there, I guess, and we'll just reference it.
10 to 20, yes.
Mr. President, may I?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get back to your comment earlier regarding the sidewalks. Could you elaborate one more time on that one? I heard you right that the state was putting a sidewalk along 24, and they've acquired that property from the applicant.
They're in the process of acquiring the property. They've not acquired it yet, Mr. Councilman.
For a fee, I presume.
I presume yes.
Okay. I mean, there's compensation, I presume, to be a true statement.
Yes.
So are there any other, and this is, DelDOT's not here to defend the question, but are there other sidewalks along this area along the roadway?
As part of there, and I didn't bring the plan with me, but if you were to go on DelDOT's website, there's the Route 24 HSIP program, which is improving 24 from Oak Orchard Road to the northeast, if you will, to Bay Farm Road, and as part of that improvement also includes sidewalks on both sides of the street. I was just pointing out, Councilman, that they are doing a 5-foot sidewalk, not a shared use path, which was alluded to in one of the conditions of approval, that it's actually a 5-foot shared use path or 5-foot sidewalk that is being in place on 24 and also along Oak Orchard Road as well.
Okay. And the only amenity I'm seeing on here is the pool. Is that correct?
Pool house, and two tot lots.
There are two tot lots. Okay. I got it. Okay. Okay.
What kind of sidewalk do you say? Phosphorus.
It's a 5-foot wide, made out of concrete.
Okay. I misunderstood. That's fine. I thought you paid around phosphorus. I thought it was, how did you get that done?
Flammable.
Something new.
Fighting a little cold here a little bit, but is there anything a part of the record? But I'm just trying to remember here, because I think we had somebody from the Nanticoke Indian guys come wasn't there something?
That was before planning and zoning, but we've not completed the hearing here yet, so there may be.
Mr. Arley, I was going to address that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I knew you were.
I was just saving it.
Perfect transition.
Kind of summing things up, the requested 142-unit residential development has significantly less impact than the other uses that have been already been approved for this site and which can be used on this site with its existing B1 zoning. The site is located in a growth area under the comprehensive plan. It will be served by public water. It will be served by county sewer. And again, the stormwater management plan for this development will and must comply with the current state regulations. And you understand right now this is undeveloped, so the stormwater just flows off this in whatever natural state it is. As I've mentioned, the Delaware State Housing Authority has indicated that this will address the need for affordable entry-level housing in the area and also for workforce housing in the area, which would people working in the resort communities. And that type of housing is a goal both of the state, the comprehensive plan, and certainly a policy that's been endorsed by the county council. The requested conditional use is appropriate. It's in conformity with the comp plan, the zoning ordinance, and the county engineer EDU allocation, as well as DLDOT requirements. On March 10th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend approval of the conditional use application, subject to the conditions that Lawrence stated. We believe that the commission's findings and conditions are appropriate, with one modification, and that is what Ring mentioned. The commission recommended in condition 11L that a required landscape buffer along the site's boundary with the Anacook Museum property be established. At the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, Mrs. Natasha Carmine, who is the chief of the Anacook tribe, she had expressed concern regarding the museum and possibly pedestrians cutting across the museum property from the development. Again, you know, in this area, we're cutting through there. So what we've proposed is at least your consideration to modifying current condition 11 as it's stated, and what we are proposing is we would replace that with a 6-foot privacy fence along that boundary, and that would be similar to the privacy fence that's being located at the west end of the site. The privacy fence, of course, as Ring stated, there's the tree line on the Nanticoke property itself that will remain. That's not on our property. The fence obviously would be on our property, so that would create not only a visual, but also it would effectively prohibit any type of trespassing onto the Nanticoke site, which was the concern that was expressed. So I'm requesting that condition L be modified to state, as proposed by the applicant, a 6-foot high privacy fence shall be erected between this property and the Nanticoke Indian Museum. I'll just give that to Mr. Moore, copies for you to consider. With that one change, again, everything else from the Planning Commission we believe is appropriate, and that will conclude our presentation. We do request approval of the conditional use applications for the reasons stated, and with the conditions stated by the Planning and Zoning with the one modification. We'll try to answer any questions you have, and that will conclude my presentation.
Any questions?
What kind of housing did you say it was going to be?
It's going to be townhouses.
Townhouses?
Do you have workforce housing?
I think you said something about low income.
No, I said affordable housing. The price range.
Affordable housing?
Affordable housing. The price range, just to put that in context, and again, this isn't, I can't guarantee you this is the price, but the intent is to keep it below $200,000 a unit. And in the resort area, that is affordable housing.
Any other questions from council? If not, then is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir.
How you doing, Council? My name is Patrick Geedy. I'm representing Oak Meadows Homeowners Association. I've been living there for about 35 years and worried about the flooding. I know where the water comes from, because I followed it for all these years and tried to come up with a way of diverting it or fixing the problem, which I can't do, but what I could say would be an impact. The water, comes across 24 into this property here. Not only does it come from this property, but it also comes from the other side of 24. And my question is, are these holding ponds going to be enough? We've gone the route of having having drainage put in. This past year, it just proved that it wasn't enough because we've had people that's lost, two and three cars from the flooding in there. I've been up to my waist in water. That was one question. I heard said that, it was taken into consideration that, and I can see it has been taken into consideration the flooding and the wastewater. My other concern was subsidized living. I hear workforce, and that says one thing to me. Workforce is kind of like telling everybody at the chicken plant, we got places that you can live. I'm not trying to be prejudiced or anything, but I love my home and I love my neighbors. And I was president of the Homeowners Association for 7 years and I'd like to think that it meant something, to my family and to my friends. I'm hoping this property would be my grandson's. But it was that, and I had the other answer. They're not going to be apartments. They're going to be townhouses. that was all I had.
Okay, thank you. And what was your address, sir? What was your address?
27459 Oak Meadows Drive.
Okay, sign in. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? There's a gentleman here, and then, sir, if you want to come next.
Thank you. I heard them talking about putting a 10-foot high fence on the south side of this piece of property. I would suggest something like maybe a 5-foot high berm there, so if the retention ponds do overflow.
Could you state your name, please, first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
My name is John Braun, 8 Nelson Lane. I live on the south side of that property. On the south side of that property, the water does come rushing across there. I've seen it knee-high coming across there. And a 10-foot fence is not going to stop this water from coming on my property. By putting all these houses in there with all these roofs, is he's going to make it worse because the rainwater has nowhere to go except for these retention ponds that they're going to put in. They would probably have to be 25 foot deep to handle that kind of water, or maybe 30, I don't know. But there was houses moved off my street because of this water flowing from this property down on the right in path of the house that was there. And they removed the house and moved it elsewhere. They're going to be putting a turning lane in on the Royal Farm side of that intersection there of Mount Joy Road. I was wondering what they're going to do about the turning lane or turning signal on the Oak Orchard side for all this extra traffic we're going to be having from this community here. We're talking 142 pieces of property, two cars per property, probably two kids. That's a lot of cars, coming and going all the time. And the traffic gets backed up there pretty bad because there is no turn light at that intersection on this side. They're going to put a turn lane on the other side, but nothing on, approved on this side. For this development that they're putting in for sidewalks in their development stuff, and DelDOT's going to put a sidewalk, I guess, from the corner down to the Girls and Boys Club. What about the kids coming out on the Oak Orchard Road, going down Oak Orchard Road, where there's no street lights, no sidewalks, no nothing? And when it's dark out in the wintertime, you can't see them walking alongside the road there. And I think there ought to be something done, approved there before this gets approved, because these other kids are going to be going to go into the other neighborhoods to play, and you're not going to see them. There's nothing there for a bus shelter at the end of this development here for the kids to stand out when it's raining. You're talking 142 places in there. There's nothing for the kids to stand at the end of the road there to keep dry and out of the weather until the bus does come. That's about all I got to say for today.
Okay. A lot of what you asked about were state issues, like the sidewalks. They have they have an overall plan. We can't.
Right. Yeah, I know you can't.
So it's hard for us to.
But they don't even have a school bus shed or anything for the kids to stand in out there.
Right.
You know, like the Boys and Girls Club. If you could move that road over some, Girls and Boys Club, they could donate some money to that to expand that for all these children to have some place to stay after school.
We can't force.
No, we can't. I know, but it'd be nice. You know.
It would be nice.
It would be nice, but. I would like to see some kind of berm on the bottom edge, clear across that property.
And where's your house on that bottom edge? You're on the bottom edge?
Right about
right here.
Okay,
okay.
And the water just flows knee deep from that property, right across. There used to be a house here, which was removed because it got pushed off its foundation. From the water coming across that. They moved the house down to another piece of property they own down in Maryland somewhere. And that the property is still vacant to this day because of the water problem coming rushing across there. And it just keeps on going all the way down, right through Oak Meadows and all, continues all the way down.
And Lawrence, the Conservation District will take all this into consideration when they approve the plan.
Conservation District will have to review the site plan and consider it for stormwater and erosion sediment control. And they can't create any more runoff than what already exists on the property in the process of that review.
Okay.
It should improve it, but
should improve
we don't
it.
Know until we see the plans.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sir? What was your address?
What? 8 Nelson Lane.
That's right. I have to make sure.
And did you sign in?
I think you did.
Right
there.
Thank you,
sir.
That's it.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm not really in opposition
to
the plan.
Could you give us your name and address?
Yeah, Robert Buckley, 9 Nelson Lane. I'm across the street from Lesberg. I'm not necessarily in opposition to the plan. I just have a few questions. Am I allowed to ask? I'm not sure if I know the answers. What is a 10-foot-wide landscape screen? I the southern border, where he just marked, you know, the southern border there, it sounds like a 6-foot high privacy fence plus a 10-foot wide landscaping screen. Am I correct on that? Is that
Mr. Lang, from the Planning Zoning Commission, when they review the site plans, what do they normally look for with that definition?
Well, typically we have a definition based on subdivision regulations, which required a certain number of trees and certain design for within 100, every 100 feet. And it varies on the type of trees. You have to have certain deciduous and certain evergreen trees.
Okay. Because there will be.
And the applicant would be required to submit a landscape plan for review by the commission in that process.
Okay. There will be traffic through our property unless there's an impassable barrier of some sort. So the next question I had is, I listened to you review all the previous uses for this property, and every one of them involved an entrance from Route 24, which is now gone, and I don't understand why. Oak Orchard Road right now has people walking up and down that street all the time, and this is not resort time. People ride bikes up and down that street and walk up and down that street all the time, and it's only going to get worse in the summertime. And I see on this site map right here to the left top, seems to be perfectly made for an entrance in and out of 24, which would, I mean, public safety, somebody's going to get hit on that road. That road is right now rough.
Well, chances are DelDOT prefers what the applicant has showed us. They're trying to get entrances probably off of 24, which is...
Yeah, okay. I just, everything else enters on 24. All your shopping centers, all this, you know, why would they try to?
Yeah, they're just trying to eliminate anything they can off 24, so they're putting it on Oak Orchard, which they feel is safer.
Okay.
And we rely on their expertise to help.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that report where DelDOT had said, we think it's safer to do this. I just saw all of a sudden.
Now it is written.
Typically, what they've shown us is what DelDOT worked on. As far as design, they're going to try to limit the number of access points to a, more of a secondary road than a primary road. And the close proximity to Oak Orchard Road is probably why they preferred it on Oak Orchard Road instead of 24.
Okay, and from what I understand, there's a lane widening thing going on up there at that intersection.
It could probably be a right turn deceleration lane so people could turn into Oak Orchard Road.
All right, some kind of left turn lane. I don't know how many of you are aware of that intersection and the limitations of it. And the last concern I have or question is there a county code or regulation that a development requires a certain amount of occupants? Like, I would just like to know that for neighborhood stability that the people who buy these places live there, that they're not rentals and there's nothing... All right, because that would preserve the integrity of the neighborhood. People who own their own homes take care of their properties and they take care of their land. And
the internal thing with the developer and, mm-hmm. and the way their development works, and just like where you live, nobody's telling your neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there's been concerns about the type of housing, and I particularly don't care myself, but I just, as long as I don't care what the income level of the people who buy the houses are, I just would like people to live where they own a house, and then that way they invest in and take care of, and it keeps the neighborhood integrity, which is my only. So thank you for answering my questions, I guess.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this matter? Anyone else that would like to speak? Mr. President, I see no one else indicating they'd like to speak, so the public hearing on this matter is closed, and if it's the prerogative of the council, if you want to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing, and if it's okay with council to close public record, have I got any questions that you want to leave open? Or
yes,
just
for Everett.
Just one.
Everett?
Yes.
Oh, you want who?
Any question asked?
To ask Mr.
No, I said you were asking for additional. There
was
for additional parking.
Mr.
Orlando. Oh, okay.
I just didn't put a number in.
Okay, I got you.
No, the applicant's attorney had wanted something to be added to a conditional use.
Yes, and actually I had already drafted, if you look at L, we take out the landscape buffer and instead a 6-foot high privacy fence. So it would read, a 6-foot-high privacy fence shall be provided between this property and the Nanticoke Indian Museum. Details of the fence shall be shown on the landscape plan included as part of the final site plan review process. And that was one of the questions, but we would need to read in the short title and the
amendment. And then vote as amended?
Yes.
They had suggested, I think.
Anybody got anything else?
Yes.
The reason to keep the public comments open? Hearing none, we'll close public comments. Okay with council? Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title of the condition.
Do you make that a...
We're going to read the short title first, then we can amend.
Gotcha.
Yes, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 21.34 acres, more or less, together with reasons given by planning zoning numbers 1 through 10 with conditions A through P.
Now then, Mr. Moore?
Yes, if we wanted to make some amendments to that, we can do motions to amend the conditions.
All right, well, let's make a motion to amend
Condition L.
Which one did you have there?
That was L first.
If you want to read that again, Mr. Moore.
Yes. A 6-foot-high privacy fence shall be provided between this property and the Nanticoke Indian Museum. Details of the fence shall be shown on the landscape plan included as part of the final site plan review process.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett to amend L as read by Mr. Moore. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obviously, that's what you carried. Next. Anything else?
Yeah, there's for the parking.
Yes,
there was written by Mr. Lank here. He put down
a proposed new condition Q. The site plan shall depict up to additional 20 parking spaces for the purpose of overflow parking for guests of the residents of the community.
And we don't need to establish where the location is. Just put it in there. All right.
What's that? Two
motion.
Right, make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. We have a second.
I get it.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Motion,
Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Lank, you have a question?
I just questioned if there was a number in that.
I read up to 20.
Up to 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I believe they said, up to 20.
Yeah, or 10 to 20.
They said 10 to 20. It's up to 20.
But 20's fine.
Questions on this motion?
There's how many cars to a house? Two cars to a house. There's 284 cars, right?
That the code requires two parking spaces per dwelling.
Outside of the dwelling.
But this is adding 20 additional space, up to 20 additional spaces for people who are visiting there.
So that makes up about 304 cars.
So when you go to visit the community, you have a place to park, Mr. Wilson.
Okay, they put my sign up there if you don't mind.
Any questions?
But don't take the Cadillac. It might take up two spots.
We'll take the vote on this proposed amendment to the conditions. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes on that condition.
Mr. Arlett?
Out of a good gesture from my fellow councilman, I will agree, despite the fact that the code requires it already, but I will go along. I will go along, and I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll vote yes.
Motion carried. Any more things to be amended on the conditions?
I hear so much about the water going up knee deep across the road. What are we going to do about that?
Well, that's what I was just going to suggest. I think these other issues with DLDOT and soil conservation, we have to rely on the agencies, which will be part of this process. Correct, Mr. Moore?
That's correct.
That is correct.
That's correct.
So, I don't know if there's anything, and we, you know, to draw any special attention to a soil conservation district about the flooding. I mean, they're going to look at it the way they look at all of them, correct? Or
sure.
Or is it any suggestion that we add anything to to point out that there is a the potential problem there?
I see a lot of housing here.
Actually, I believe it's already covered by condition E, stormwater management areas and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Conservation District.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's our regulation.
Basically. They'll look at it.
Okay.
Anything else from council?
There we go.
Okay. Do we have a, Mr. Moore, you do?
Yes, I will read the ordinance as amended.
As amended.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 21.34 acres more or less for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 10 with conditions as amended A through Q.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance as amended.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to approve conditional use number 2045 for the reason that with the conditions as amended as read in the public record. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. This parcel has gone through a number of approvals of mixed use type of applications. This particular application is now will be totally residential and will have less impact on the traffic concerns of the area. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlette.
I too shall vote yes, and the concerns that were displayed today I think are very valid. However, I think that the state agencies will come and get involved and address those concerns appropriately. And so I do believe this is an appropriate spot for these dwellings, and I think it's a good use because we need definitely more affordable housing in this county. So I vote yes per the recommendations of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, I go on recommendation of planning and zoning. I also look at this is saying that Mr. Cole has said we're going to have less traffic. It's hard for me to understand that. We're going to have at least probably 300 people, 300 cars in this development. So that means it's going to be pretty permanent. Okay, I vote yes.
Thank you, sir. I also agree with planning and zoning's conditions and findings as we amended them. I think there's going to be less traffic with this use than would be one use for sure. And although yes, motion carried.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
There you go.
Move a motion to adjourn.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mr. Cole, to adjourn. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
I'm a mouthful.
Yes, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you all.